Chapter 8. Alongside most sleek executive jets, the Catlin M200 came off like a flying toad. Also slower in flight, it had one redeeming quality that was unmatched by any other airplane its size. The Catlin was designed to land and take off in impossible places with cargo loads twice its own weight. The sun gleamed on the aquamarine color scheme adorning the plane's fuselage, as the pilot expertly banked the craft and settled it onto the narrow asphalt strip of the Lake County Airport outside Leadville. It came to an abrupt halt with nearly 2,000 feet to spare, and then turned and taxied toward the area where Pitt and Steiger waited. As it neared, the letters NUMA could be clearly distinguished on the side. The Catlin rolled to a stop, the engines were shut down, and a minute later the pilot climbed down and approached the two men. "Thanks a lot, buddy," he said, and grimaced at Pitt. "For what, a carefree, all-expenses-paid vacation in the Rockies?" "No, for prodding me out of the sack with a madcap redhead in the middle of the night to assemble a cargo and fly it out here from Washington." Pitt turned to Steiger. "Colonel Abe Steiger, may I present Al Giordino, my sometimes able assistant and always chief bellyacher of the National Underwater and Marine Agency." Giordino and Steiger sized each other up like two professional fighters. Except for Steiger's cleanly shaved head and Semitic features, and Giordino's mischievous Italian grin and curly mop of black hair, they could have passed for brothers. They were built exactly alike, same height, same weight. Even the muscles that fought to escape their clothing seemed poured from the same mold. Giordino extended his hand. "Colonel, I hope you and I never get mad at each other." "The feeling is mutual," Steiger said, smiling warmly. "Did you bring the equipment I specified?" asked Pitt. Giordino nodded. "It took some conniving. If the Admiral finds out about your little backdoor project, he'll throw one of his renowned temper tantrums." "Admiral?" Steiger queried. "I don't see how the Navy enters into this." "They don't," Pitt answered. "Admiral James Sandecker, retired, happens to be chief director of NUMA. He has this Scrooge hang-up. He frowns on clandestine expenditures by the hired help that aren't included in the agency's fiscal budget." Steiger's eyebrows rose with sudden realization. "Are you saying that you had Giordino take a government aircraft at government expense halfway across the country without authorization, not to mention a stolen cargo of equipment?" "Something like that, yes." "We're really quite good at it," Giordino said, deadpan. "Saves enormous time," said Pitt unconcernedly. "Bureaucratic red tape can be such a bore." "This is incredible," said Steiger softly. "I'll probably be court-martialed as an accomplice." "Not if we get away with it," Pitt said. "Now then, if you two will untie the cargo, I'll back the jeep up to the airplane." With that, he walked toward the parking lot. Steiger watched him for a moment and then turned to Giordino. "Have you known him long?" "Since the first grade. I was the class bully. When Dirk moved into the neighborhood and showed up for his first day at school, I worked him over pretty good."
"You showed him who was boss?"
"Not exactly."
Giordino reached up and opened the cargo door.
"After I bloodied his nose and blackened one eye, he got up off the ground and kicked me in the crotch. I walked lopsided for a week."
"You make him sound devious."
"Let's just say that Pitt has a ton of balls, the brains to go with them, and an uncanny knack for knocking the shit out of any obstacle, man-made or otherwise, that gets in his way. He is a soft touch for kids and animals and helps little old ladies up escalators. To my knowledge, he's never stolen a dime in his life nor used his sly talents for personal gain. Beyond all that, he's one hell of a guy."
"Do you think he might have gone too far this time?"
"You mean his stock in a non-existent aircraft?"
Steiger nodded.
"If Pitt tells you there's a Santa Claus, hang your stocking on the mantel, because you better believe it."